Mrityor
Janma
Vatang Viro Dehino Sahajayate Adya Vabda Shatante Vab Mrityor Vai Praninang Dhruva.
O great hero.
Did I do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya?
Yes.
I did?
Yes.
Old. O great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with the body. One may die today or after hundreds of years, but death is sure for every living entity. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudev wanted to impress upon Kamsa that although Kamsa feared dying and therefore wanted to kill even a woman, he could not avoid death. Death is sure. Why then should Kamsa do something that would be detrimental to his reputation and that of his family? As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 27th verse, Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur, dhruvang janma mritasya cha, tasmat aparihariyerte, natvang sochitang arhasi. For one who has taken his birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. One should not fear death. Rather, one should prepare oneself for the next birth. One should utilize one's time in this human form to end the process of birth and death. It is not that to save oneself from death, one should entangle oneself in sinful activities. This is not good. Heavy. Even though again and again and again and again and again and again and again, in this lifetime, as devotees, we're told this again and again and again and again and again and again. We still don't believe it. Or if we believe it intellectually, we fear it. Who wants to die? I don't want to die. Even if I'm, the last gasp of my life, I'll be wanting, just give me another second. 1 second. Or one labhamatra, 1/11th of a second. A moment. One more moment, please, to live in, stay within my body. Because from the moment we're born, death accompanies us. But also, what else accompanies us? Attachment to the body. And then as we grow, all of our attachment is all centered on this body and what this body can possess in terms of material acquisition and wife and family. And the attachments increase and increase and increase until we're just lost in a jumble and entanglement, like a net. If you've ever been caught in a net, you can't get out. Hard. Still, we don't believe it. Have we? Really? We're just fools. But the sometimes, by the graciousness and the mercy of the Lord, we're given an opportunity, some of us, to start the process of disentanglement. Otherwise, we're lost. You know, the example Prabhupada gives, you're lost in the ocean. I saw a movie once, The Perfect Storm, it was called. This is, I'm in Maya. Yeah, I admit it. It was The Perfect Storm. It was an actual climate, what is the word for weather? A weather effect. It happened in the middle of the Atlantic. All these different high pressure, low pressure systems came, and it was the perfect storm in the middle of the Atlantic. And there was this fishing boat. They had gone to catch fish, but they got caught. So in the movie, the boat is sinking. It's going down, 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 down. And the captain of the little fishing boat, he gives to his assistant the only life jacket. He said, you take this life, because there's still air in the boat as they're sinking. Ooh, scary. As they're sinking, he gives him the life jacket. It's a bright, fluorescent yellow life jacket. And he goes out the window. And he goes up. And the camera pans back, and a huge ocean. Huge waves. I mean, huge. Like mountains. Like mountains. And then, boink, he pops. And he's gasping for breath. And the camera pulls back, pulls back, pulls back, pulls back. And he's in the middle, just a little teeny yellow spot, fluorescent yellow, teeny little yellow spot amidst all these mountainous waves. Huge, terrifying. I have fear of sinking in a boat. Maybe I was on the Titanic. Who knows? Yeah, I might have been. Of course, I'm giving myself some credit that at that time I was in a human form of life, but I have that fear of sinking in a boat. And you know, you could tell, of course, there was no hope of survival. No hope. But still, he has his little life jacket, hoping against hope that somehow he'll be. No one's going to come. No boat, no plane, nothing can come and rescue him. He's in the middle of the ocean. Oh, it was terrifying. Terrifying. And that's us. We're lost in the ocean of material. Terrifying. But we're still hoping against hope that some material facility will be provided to save us. There's no hope. It is only by mercy and mercy alone, the mercy of Krishna and his representatives, that we have any chance of survival. The ship of mercy. That's the only thing that can save us. The only thing. Otherwise, we're all lost. And even if you were in your life jacket with your family, your wife is there in her life jacket, your son, their grandchildren, all there in your life jackets, still, you're all going to die. You're all going to drown. You can cling together. One by one, boing, 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 you drown. So we shouldn't be so foolish that we've been given an opportunity, but still we cling to this idea. You know, we give it some intellectual recognition. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 I will die, I will die. I know, I know. Now let me go eat, let me go to sleep, let me lay down. We don't really realize even you have a near-death experience, very few people, they may momentarily, ooh, something wrong with my life. But it's hard to maintain that because they go back into the same conditioning atmosphere. So we're fortunate we have ISKCON. Of course, we bring to ISKCON, each of us individually, so many attachments to so many things, so many mental concoctions, so many parental attachments or desires. Oh, if I could just be married to a Shraya like Amitabha or his son, whatever his son's, then I would be happy. But anyway, let me chant Hare Krishna. But maybe if I chant Hare Krishna, using the holy name to fulfill some deep material desire, hoping against hope, that a Shraya Rai would be even interested in you. That's your foolishness to begin with. But as a sannyasi, of course, you have to be very careful. Like last night we went to visit one very nice, you know, nice devotee and nice family, real wonderful family, and beautiful living facility and everything beautiful. Chariots, practically a golden chariot in the Kali Yuga, BMW is practically a chariot made of gold. I didn't want to get out of it. I said, well, I could live here in this car very nicely. Beautiful. And beautiful family. And all, even the children, the grandchildren, everyone well-behaved. And they all. And you begin to think, well, I wouldn't mind. This would be nice to be able. Maybe if I continue to chant Hare Krishna, I will be benedicted that in my next life, I'll be born in this kind of a family. Don't make that mistake. What does Krishna say? What does Prabhupada say? This is not good. Wow, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 words. This is not good. Don't do it. Don't entangle yourself. Even it is the mode of goodness, say. Don't entangle yourself. Don't even want to be born in the mode of goodness. Don't even want to be born as a demigod. Don't even want to be born anything to do with this world. You have to keep yourself fixed. Therefore, for the past 15 years, you've been listening to the Bhagavatam every day, a different verse, until you finally have come to this verse, which, if you remember, or if you were here, probably in the very beginning, 15 years ago, the same message was being given by Prabhupada. And you read the Bhagavad Gita, the same message. What was the purpose of Prabhupada's purports? What is the purpose? This very thing. Here Vasudeva is talking to a demon. Don't kill. Understand that though you may be afraid that the seventh child who is born of your sister will kill you, it is inevitable that you will be killed, either by her son or her child or a disease or another warrior. Something will kill you. From the moment you are born, death is born. It's always there, sitting on our shoulders, sitting on our head. Death. Ooh. What was the description of death personified in that Maharaj? Who's that king? Indra was chased by death personified, an old widow lady with blood. That Indra, is it? Horrible. Tubercular blood running all over her. Chasing him. He was running. Indra, king of the demigods, was afraid. He was afraid of death. She's coming to get you. It is inevitable. So the lesson taught in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, can you stay awake? Boom. Boom. Nice lesson. He's teaching us a lesson. That even in the within the distance of sound vibration warning of us of death, that's all right, I'll go to sleep. I'll go to sleep. Because the reality is so overwhelming that, yes, the natural thing is, I think I'll lay down and go to sleep for a while, forget about everything. I'll just forget about everything. This is too much. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. Oh, God, it's all too much. I'm going to lay down. I'll just lay down for a second. Yesterday, we had a meeting in the hall downstairs, our TOVP meeting, 3 hours. Intense meeting. I was so exhausted. I'll just lay down for a second. Oh, it was like I went into a coma. When I woke up, my head was heavy. It was like deep inside my head, still tired. My brain was tired. And Sadh Bhuj does that. Like Ambarish said, I am, God bless Sadh Bhuj and Vilasini. He said, they do this every day for hours and hours and hours. He said, all that detail, I don't know how they do it. They must be transcendental souls. Ambarish, maybe we just want to go to sleep. Or, all right, I'm bored. I'm going. But you have to do it because it's your duty. So try to stay awake in class. Why? Because it's your duty. I know I'm a boring speaker. We should try to just, grit your teeth and get through it, just like I do. You think it's easy for me? I can lay right down here. Yeah. I'd be asleep like that with my feet pointing at the deity. Offensive, totally offensive, I would be. One should not sleep in front of the deity. But if you're tired, you may be legitimately tired, you go. I heard a class 2 days ago, Prabhupada in Los Angeles, Prabhupada saying, sleep, but don't sleep here, he said. Not in the Bhagavatam class. He said, you go to your sleeping chamber if you want to sleep. But don't sleep in the Bhagavatam class. But this is what we're like. We are all asleep. Even walking, even talking, even doing activities. We're all dull. Dull-witted, dull brains. We don't see. Death is right there. Sitting on our head or breathing down our neck. Ready to pounce at any moment. We just blithely, you know the word blithely? You know blithely, right? No, Radha Jyoti. Radha Jyoti is very, he likes his English. You're a linguistic expert, is that right? I want to talk to you after. When I was a child, I had I had a lisp. My ability to speak today in a nice way, I'll give myself a little credit. I speak English clearly and enunciate is due to when I had a lisp. So my parents sent me to a therapist, linguistic therapist. So we also want therapy for our ears. The ability to listen, to hear. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Vishnujana was sitting next to me in a class in Los Angeles in 1971, and he was taking notes. Prabhupada said, what is that? He's right, sitting right there. What is that? He said, I'm taking notes, Prabhupada. He said, no notes. He said, learn to hear. No notes. He said, learn to hear. Because it is by hearing that we will come to understand our perilous condition. Learn to hear Krishna's name. Of course, there's benefit in chanting Krishna's name no matter what condition you're in. There's always benefit. There's even benefit, I remember, in America, well, maybe still today. You used to have Technorama, CinemaScope, movie in Technorama color. So even saying Technorama, there's some benefit, a little bit, by saying Rama, right? But our duty as devotees is to learn to hear the Ram, hear Krishna, to hear it. That's why we're here. We're practicing. And gradually, we will come to understand this basic lesson, which was taught in the beginning of the Bhagavatam and is taught here at the end of the Bhagavatam. Same lesson. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janma mritasya cha. Tasmat pariharyerte na tvang, I don't have my God, na tvang sochitang arhasi. In the unavoidable discharge of your duty, do not be disturbed. This assembly, this is our duty. It is our duty to be here. You may not want to be here, may want to be here, but it is our duty to be here. That's why we're here. It is our duty. It is our duty to chant Hare Krishna. We may not be chanting Hare Krishna with spontaneous joy and love in our heart. Maybe. But at least it is our duty because we've made a promise. We will chant so many rounds, 16 rounds a day. That's our duty. It's our responsibility. And by fulfilling that duty, following that duty, that qualifies us to be called what? Do you know? Human beings. Those who do not follow this duty of chanting Hare Krishna, they're not actually human beings. They haven't been born into the human form of life, which happens when you are initiated and you take up the duty of chanting Hare Krishna. That determines, especially in the Kali Yuga, a human being. Everyone else is just animal birth. Just like the dogs give birth and the human women give birth, that's animal birth. No different. Birth. But this is second birth. And that second birth brings with it certain duties. It is our duty, or as Prabhupada would say, duty. to chant Hare Krishna. That's the human form of life. Again and again and again and again. Rather than puna punas charvana charvananam, trying to chew on the chewing the chewed again and again and again, we chant Hare Krishna again and again and again. And the amazing thing is, you never get tired of it. You never get bored with it. And it always works. Unfortunately, many of us only chant Hare Krishna when we're in a perilous situation. Oh, then we turn to Krishna. Oh, by Krishna's mercy, I was saved by this or by that or some terrible calamity. Krishna saved me. But we never say, oh yeah, by Krishna's mercy, I had that glorious day. I was happy today. By Krishna, no. Only when there's something terrible happening, then we think of Krishna. Actually, there's something terrible happening every day, every moment. What is that terrible thing that's happening? We're growing old. It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Don't let anyone fool you that old age is a pleasure. So every moment we are growing old, and any moment we can die, because for someone growing old, maybe they live 12 years and then they die. Many children die. They're old. Death is there. Or someone lives to be 100. They die. How long can you live in the Kali Yuga? 100 years tops. The Queen Mother, she lived 102. Right? She lived to be 102. That's, you know, maybe you read somewhere, oh, some lady in China or some man in Japan, he's 110 or 112. Oldest man in the world. Boom. Then the next day you read, oldest man in the world dies. Young child dies. Middle-aged man dies. So-and-so famous politician dies. So-and-so famous Elizabeth Taylor, considered at one time the most beautiful woman in the world, with her violet eyes, unique eyes, double set of eyelashes she was born with. You know that? Dark, two sets. Very beautiful. Dies. And as Prabhupada said, who wants that body now? Now throw it away, he says. Does anyone want? He said, I just heard this class. Does anyone want? He said, as beautiful as the person may be, when they die, do you see anyone embracing them? No, he said, throw it away. Throw it or burn it, to get rid of it. It's just a body. But everyone dies. There was a young girl, devotee girl, and she had leukemia. And it was untreatable. And her mother brought her to Vrindavan and they to die. And they had darshan of Prabhupada, and Hari Soria was there. And everyone thought, oh, Prabhupada was going to be... The girl walked in and they said, Prabhupada said, yes. He was heavy. He said, everyone dies. He said, you will die, he will die, she will die, I will die, everyone dies. That's the message. Sometimes we have to be clobbered on the head in order to, huh? Oh yeah, everyone dies. Let me go back to sleep. So, everyone dies, that is a fact. then where does the enthusiasm come? Because if we walk around, oh God, I'm going to die, you lose all your enthusiasm comes from understanding everyone dies, but I am not saved from death, but I am saved from another birth. Therefore, I have every reason to rejoice. And the way to be saved from another birth in this universe is by chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, devotees can chant and dance and spin around and jump up and down, joyful. What is that joy? I am saved by the mercy of my spiritual master. I am saved. And then we act in appreciation for that salvation. Oh, thank God. Imagine that little fellow bobbing up and down in the vast ocean. If a ship, a transcendental ship, came, and how appreciative he would be. Oh, thank you, oh God, thank you. I thought I was going to die. Isn't that a common thing? Oh, thank you so much. I thought I was going to die. So you're very appreciative of that person who saves you. Then you become happy, more than happy. You become joyful. And you dedicate your life to acting in a way to repay in some way your in appreciation for what your spiritual master has done for you. That's called duty. And that duty is not, what is it? Joyful and everlastingly performed. What is that shloka, Radha Jyoti? From the Gita. Joyful and everlasting. Shushukam kartum abhyayam. Right? Joyfully performed. We don't have to worry. You're saved. As long as you don't act in a way to entangle yourself again. So Vasudev is telling the same thing to Kamsa. But Kamsa is such a silly man. Very foolish. All right, he doesn't kill his sister. He listens to Vasudev, but that doesn't stop him from being nasty. He doesn't let them go and live. He puts them in the prison. Or he keeps them under house arrest, and then at one point he puts them in the prison, chains them to the walls, has guards. It's just a nasty piece of work. Kamsa. He is. Why are you laughing? You think it's funny? It is. It's a nasty piece of work. So proud, but always fearful. What is he fearful of? That death personified in the form of someone named Krishna is going to come and kill me. Of course, he was fortunate that Krishna himself killed him. We're not so fortunate. The old hag of death comes to get us. He's very fortunate to be killed by Krishna, like all the Kshatriyas on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were killed in the presence of Krishna. That was glorious. We don't, may not like to think about getting your arm sliced off, your leg sliced off, you're lying there, but Krishna's there. You at least go to the heavenly planet, all delivered, all delivered. All the 640 million soldiers, all delivered because they died in the presence of Krishna. Even they were fighting. Of course, Krishna did not fight, except he did break his promise to fight Bhishma Dev to protect his devotee. Yeah, how kind Krishna is. He broke his promise. I will not fight. But he picked up the chariot wheel. Ooh. And that's what Bhishma wanted to see. That was a very private leela between Bhishma Dev and Krishna. Even Arjun couldn't see it. Krishna in anger, because Arjun was behind him. Only Bhishma was privy to that leela. Do you know privy? Okay. I have to use a word to stump you. Only Bhishma Dev. Anyway, this is life and death business. Is going on all the time, especially here in Bombay, 20 million people, right? All scrambling to make a living, to live, to live, to live. Even they're sleeping on the sidewalk under the tarpaulin in the pouring rain. They all want, in a miserable condition, but will they come here where they can get shelter and lead a nice life and have daily khichdi? No. They'd rather stay on the sidewalk. That's foolishness. So in the same way, sidewalk or palace or a duplex or a pied-à-terre in Paris. Do you know pied-à-terre? Pied-à-terre in Paris, doesn't matter. All foolish, fools, jackasses, camels, dogs, a whole bunch of them. Fools, just fools. Entangling themselves more and more and more in sinful activities. And what does Prabhupada say? This is not good. This is not good means this is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Because your suffering will continue. It's not that, and Westerners especially, they have no concept, no idea of the next life. Everyone goes to heaven, in their opinion. You may be the biggest dog in your life, you go to. Everyone goes to heaven these days. Everyone. Oh, I know they're up there looking down on me. A childish understanding. Childish. It's just absurd. But here, the Bhagavatam is giving us the real message. The Bhagavad Gita gives us the real message. And the same message in the beginning. The whole purpose, janma jasya chatanvaya itaratas chartasvag, is to give us some knowledge of the absolute truth. And what is the purpose of that knowledge? To save us from repeated death. The whole Bhagavatam is aimed at us to give us some knowledge how to end our conditioned lives and go back to home, back to Godhead. Are there any questions? Dull. Any questions? Anyway, we've had a nice time. Of course, we're giving a class on Sunday with Ambarish Prabhu, but this little time that we've had to spend together has been very pleasurable. It's always nice to have the association of the devotees in Chaupati, even though sometimes you're foolish, sometimes you sleep in class, doesn't matter. And you never take anything I say very seriously. You're always smiling, always like, oh, this Bhavananda, he's a character. What are you saying? He's like Clint Eastwood. He tells me. Some of the things you say, he says, I want to know how you know Clint Eastwood. Dirty Harry. So thank you so much. I've had a wonderful, of course I'm here until Sunday, Monday, but I've had a wonderful time, as usual. Even better, it was even better this time. Because I had some service. Besides, thank you, Muralidhar. My teeth are fine. Great devotee. Great wife. That makes him a great devotee. Good wife, good children. Good devotional attitude. That's all you need. That's the main thing. People talk about Chaupati all over the world. Don't get puffed up. But they talk about Chaupati all over the world. What nice devotees. Not what a nice temple. Of course, the temple is gorgeous. But they, what do they talk about? How nice the devotees are. So you stay nice. Don't get puffed up. And don't get entangled again in sinful activities. Be joyful that your spiritual master, whoever he may be, has saved you from a life of repeated birth and death. That is the greatest gift. And how? Because to get out of that means that you go back to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why it's the greatest gift. Now you started at the lotus feet of Krishna. Now you're at the beautiful face of Krishna, the 10th canto. Very important. No questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. As a medical students, we have dissection halls and dead bodies are lying there. Even we are so foolish that we even don't realize that means we are going to be same lying there, means we are, our destiny is same, that we will be lying dead there, like, and most of the means even affairs of means so most of the boys and girls are committed near the dead bodies. So means still there is a foolish propensity that let me relax some more, I have got some more time even, and
Miss, I didn't understand a word he said. Can you try? My hearing is.
He's a medical student. And in his dissection hall, you know, where they cut up the dead bodies, he says they are so foolish that they don't realize that they also become a dead body.
No.
And the second point he says is most of the times the girl students and the boys, they have affairs just next to the
right there. Yes. What they don't realize, they may have affairs, kissing and hugging next to the dead body, but what they don't really understand is that the very bodies that they're kissing and hugging are also dead. Bags of stool. And I'll tell you, I showed Radha Jyoti on Google Earth my child, the house that I was brought up in. And I didn't tell you the full story. And he said, what is that sign? I said, well, when my sister got married and I moved out of home, my parents sold the house to move to a smaller house because they didn't need this big house with big columns. And, right? So it became a funeral home. And it was in that very funeral home that my father was displayed. In the very house that he owned, he ended up dead body in a coffin in what used to be our living room. weird. It's weird. It's just weird. That's absolutely disgusting what you just said. How foolish, huh? How foolish.
Religion, how can be cautious means how can we...
And you know what's even worse? That they're... autopsies and they're cutting apart and they're opening up the bodies and they put, and then they go, they see all these disgusting things in the livers and intestines and stomachs and bile and vomit, and then, oh, but she's so beautiful. Therefore I say everyone is a fool, jerks. They're just jerks. Jerk means you have no brain. Bunch of jerks, bunch of fools, bunch of camels, bunch of asses, bunch of dogs. What is it? Dogs, camels. Dog, hogs. Yeah. You should tell them that next time you see them. That's preaching. No, 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 but my, this girl, she's not like that. Yes, she is. But what are you attracted to? You're attracted to the soul. It's the soul that's beautiful. Therefore, the dead body has no attraction. The soul has the attraction. That's what you're attracted to, because Krishna means all attractive, and you, that's a little teeny particle of the all attractive personality of Godhead. That's actually what you're, but by the coverings, the layers and layers and layers of Maya, of this material world, you're thinking it's the body, but actually it's the soul that you're attracted to. Ultimately, we're attracted to Krishna. God cannot have any name, but he has names by his qualities. He's the son of Devaki, therefore he's Devaki Nandan. He has beautiful hair, therefore he's Keshava. He's all attractive, therefore his name is Krishna. Any other questions? Thank you. Perfect. Oh no, you're 5 minutes fast. You're 3 minutes fast. Why are the clocks not correct? Yes, Mataji. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can do. I won't attack you. I won't embarrass you. What was your question? You have no question. Why did you raise your hand? All right. Anyone else? Once? Twice? Sold. Finished. Hare Krishna.